This is Passport to Texas. The panhandle of Texas is the epitome of rural, and mule deer can be found nearly everywhere. Just ask local Rodney Geisler.
It's not unusual to nearly be able to walk plumb up on a mule deer or drive up on one. If they're out in the field next to the highway, you can stop and take pictures of them.
In fall and winter, it's common to see groups of up to 200 mule deer grazing in wheat fields, and that interests biologists like Thomas Janke.
One of the big questions of this project is dealing with agriculture land versus the rangeland like you see behind me.
Janke is studying how mule deer movements and survival are influenced by panhandle agriculture.
Is there a difference in the nutritional value of the plants? Or is it the deer picking it just because it's out here and they have a buffet?
During the week of December 24th, the Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS will feature a segment on the mule deer study, which shows how they use helicopters to track and trap the animals.
We have deer that are radio collared that we captured back in 2015. The radio collars all transmit a signal. Those radio collars are allowing the helicopter crew to use radio telemetry and locate them.
Check your local listings. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.